was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Good morning.
Good morning.
Somebody's been fooling around with the buttons here today.
I'm not sure what's going on.
I thought Bob looked like he's ready to blow out
of
here.
Hey, but good morning. It's Tuesday and it's, the 8th of April. Currently 51 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have sunny day today with temperatures around 82, partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 53. I just wanted to, while you were adjusting things, in there.
Well, let's talk, speaking of adjusting things, let's have Josh Wiley tell us what's going on with Wall Street, with our Wells Fargo advisor. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, stocks are searching for direction after 3 days of losses. Currently, the Dow's down 15 points at 16,230. The Nasdaq's up 10 at 4,090, while the S&P 500 is up 40 at 1,844. Oil's up 66 cents at $101.10 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.57%. Gold's up $13.51 at $1,309, while silver's up a quarter at $20.04 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: Visa's up $1.53 at $204.95. Facebook's up 94 cents at $57.89, while J.P. Morgan's down 2 dimes at $58.80. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on 708-808-908 right here, and Monday through Friday. And give them a call at 243-7561. We've had them all on the show, and I can't tell you enough about how they give a lot back into the community, but also know what they're talking about. And you really need to have somebody when you're talking about investments, retirements, your plans, what's going on. And they know. Give them a call. Again, 243-7561, Park Marina Drive.
Got a lot of stuff going on this
morning.
What's happening tonight? Oh. Gotta tell you.
Okay.
It's called Opposition.
Opposition.
Well, tonight, Skywatchers. It could be a walker, too, if you want to be. We'll get a rare treat tonight when Mars, Earth, and the Sun will be arranged in a nearly straight line. Every 2 years, Mars reaches a point in its orbit called opposition when the planet lies directly opposite the Sun in Earth's sky, according to Astronomy Magazine. That's going to be happening tonight. Isn't that cool?
Wow.
You know, we have many things moving in circles. This happens on occasion.
Well, many things moving
things
in
align.
Circles.
You know, we say when Mercury's must be in retrograde because things are very screwed up. Never sign a contract when Mercury's in retrograde. Oh, my God, we're starting a show. Mercury better not be in retrograde because everything goes backwards. Can't get anything to go forward.
It's in retrograde.
Mercury's in retrograde. So, anyway, for people who really watch those... Let those things affect their lives. Yeah, there's something to be said about that. Remember we were talking about that? I've been reading Killing Kennedy.
Uh-huh.
And some of the things that were in alignment, just in alignment for those things to happen.
The big coincidences, yeah. Well, of all the things that happened, like, you know, when they were born, when Johnson was born, I mean, everything's like 100 years apart. I mean, it's all these coincidences when you talk about Lincoln and Kennedy. Yeah. And so Linda just finished the book, Killing Kennedy by O'Reilly. And is going after now killing
very
Lincoln.
Good, by the way, yep.
Going after killing Lincoln. Mm-hmm. Last night, University of Connecticut and Kentucky play. I don't watch basketball. I just don't watch it. But I watched a little bit of it yesterday, and because I kind of caught it at the halftime. And right as they were coming back from the half, and the sidelines person was talking to the coach of Kentucky, and the person said, he or she, I can't remember which one, who it was, said, well, you know what? One of your, you know, your player, this player's had 20 points in these games and, you know, he's only got 4 points and what's going on with him? And the coach looks at her, I think it was her, and says, he's 18 years old. This is the biggest game of his life. He's 18 years old and 18 year olds get excited. And you know what? And what a great answer, coach. What a great answer. You didn't say, oh, you know, he needs to take better shots or whatever like this. It's true. He's got a bunch of freshmen on his team, Kentucky. And by the way, they lost last night, like 4 points or something. But what a great answer. There was no pressure there. And hey, the kid's 18 years old. It's the biggest game of his life. They get excited. They're not like 30 year olds pulling in millions, hundreds of millions of dollars for playing a child's game. Well, it's true.
It's true.
It's true. I mean, let's face it. We pay our athletes hundreds of millions of dollars. And I guess if you looked at all the sports, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars to play a kid's game. And at what point, and now it's kind of coming back where you're having all, where the cost and the expense of is so much for sports that now that the college athletes are starting to, you know, they're pushing to unionize college football players. College athletes, because they're calling them employees of a university. And you think about it, you think about a coach, like one of these coaches had $375,000 riding on this game. I think in bonuses. If he had won the game, I think it was like $375,000 in bonuses. Which one, I can't tell you because I just kind of read the headline, read a little bit underneath it. And so the athletes though, if they take a free lunch, or somebody gives them a suit, they can get in trouble for it, which is kind of strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, when you start introducing that much money into it. So do I believe in unions? No. I mean, at the school, at universities, right? No. But there ought to be something there that says, you know, if this kid's playing football, is he truly a student athlete? Or is he truly a student? Or are we making so much money? We ought to put some money into a fund that, the one thing though that should be happening is that they're taken care of. If a kid and he's 18 years old, 19 years old, and he's playing, you know, for a big, you know, for big time football teams, you know, like USC or UCLA or, you know, what the big teams out there, well, any team, and you're playing and you got a scholarship and they blow their knee out. Guess what?
Yeah.
They get disability. They get workers' comp. And for as long as that's bothering, if it's the rest of their life, guess what? You know, they were playing for that school. Then there ought to be some kind of insurance policy that takes care of them. And now they're finding these traumatic brain injuries, you know, from football players, you know, these concussions they've had over the years and the lawsuits. Now, you know, these concussions started probably when they were in grade school playing football and then going on to high school and college. And, so you've got to start taking a look at that too. But when you think about it, a coach getting $375,000 in bonuses, and I've got nothing against this. You know, I am an unabashed capitalist. Trust me. But when you get into something like that, you've got to make sure those kids, those 18-year-olds who play with emotion, who get excited because it's still a game and this is a big game, and my gosh, mom's here and the family's here, you know, it's big, that they're protected too. They're protected from, you know, the rest of their lives if they get injured playing these big games that the coach gets $375,000 in bonuses. That's well beyond what he's making. He could be making $3 million. Anyway, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we've got a lot of things happening.
The family that was at sea and the kid they had to rescue. I want to find out, you know, we'd love to get input. We're going to talk a little bit more and go into detail about that. But, you know, what do you think? Do you think that they were being bad parents? We'll discuss that when we get back. That's been a raging headline, and I think it's kind of interesting. KCNR 1460.
We want to extend an invitation to join us for a very special event, a Salute to the Veterans cruise to the British Isles. You're invited to join Linda and I for this very special cruise.
August 15th, 2014, with a special emphasis for veterans, family, and friends who join us.
With a special tour of Normandy beaches and the landing spots for D-Day, the military tattoo in Edinburgh, and a special visit over to Ireland.
Hi, this is Alice at Avanti Travel. My husband Bob and I will be on the cruise too. We're so excited and anxious for you to join us. We'll have special events on the cruise, like cocktail parties, group photos, military history presentations, and much, much more. So call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 for more information. All our gals are just waiting to hear from you. This is a very special cruise where we honor our veterans. Everyone is invited. Special upgrades are available if reserved by November 30th. That also means a low deposit of $200 per cabin. So give us a call right away.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse, reminding you that in accordance with California state law, if you currently live with a person who is prohibited from possessing firearms due to state or federal law or mental incompetence, you must lock those firearms up to deny access, or you yourself can be charged with a crime. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today for your CCW and CCW renewal training, 999-1822, or visit us at readingccw.com to read our reviews or register for a class. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the range.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is April the 8th. It's 7:19 and our phone lines here are 605-4567 and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 50 degrees out there. The weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, mm-hmm. locally owned and family operated. Yes, Shasta Gas Propane. Check them out.
You want to talk about letters to the editor?
No.
Okay.
I want to talk about Orchard Nutrition is the North State's nutrition experts with the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in all of Northern California. In-store deli for nutritionists on the staff to assist you. Classes on health and diet. And, you know, they have raw foods, organic foods, non-GMO foods. You name it, they have it at Orchard Nutrition, located in Cypress Square Shopping Center. Plus, of course, Amazing Foods for Life. Gluten-free, made right here in Reading in a certified gluten-free facility. Orchard Nutrition, your center for a healthy lifestyle.
So now do you want to talk about the letters to the, okay, so now let's to the
I want to talk about the Resners. Okay. I want to talk about Chris and Aaron Resner of Dutch Brothers.
They have been mentioned twice in the news today, also in an email.
In good things.
Great.
In good things. Okay.
They
let's
have
say that
back
right
to
away.
The community, my goodness.
Well, you know what? And I want to talk about that first, and then Bob's got to talk to us a little bit about what's going on with XP. But the Resners are, of course, have Dutch Brothers. And they you know what? They give so much to the community. We really like them. And, as does any, I don't know anybody that doesn't like them. They run a really first class operation. Bob runs he runs on their coffee.
That's mafia.
Chris is a classic.
He is. Anyway, not only that, but but they're involved in it today on the literacy program. You can take some gently used books in to Dutch Brothers for the literacy program. We'll have more on that. But the other thing they're doing too is they're linking up to have kids stop texting while they're
cool?
driving. And they can get a free drink from Dutch Brothers.
They have to sign a petition or a pledge
that says, "I will not text while driving." Frankly, I can't understand people that text while they're driving. How can they do it? Well, they can't. That's why it's against the law. So, you know, and being somebody that's on a motorcycle and seeing all of the wrecks lately, you know, seeing people turning in front of other people, all those kind of things, I trust me. I don't want to text.
Okay, well, that segues into a wreck, and then we'll get to Bob. In Los Angeles, what was supposed to be a month-long journey on a 36-foot sailboat from Mexico to New Zealand. Charlotte Kaufman wrote openly of her misgivings about taking her two daughters, age 1 and 3, to sail the South Pacific with her husband as captain and herself as the crew. Less than 2 weeks later, 900 miles off the coast of Mexico, Charlotte and her husband, Eric, unable to steer their ship, the Rebel Heart, called for emergency help. The young daughter, Lyra, who has been treated for a salmonella just weeks before the trip, was covered in a rash and had a fever. Okay, so anyway, after a complicated rescue effort orchestrated by the California Air National Guard, the Kaufman family was on the Navy ship heading on San Diego, scheduled to arrive on Wednesday. Now, what's happened is this is, you know, I talk about what's trending. This is something that's been huge on social media. You've had the experts to come forward and say, I think it's ridiculous to have taken a child that's 1 and 3 on a voyage like this. Others are saying, you know, expose your children, someone who has sailed around the world with their children, expose your children as young as they can, even if they're infants, you know, get them on, if that's a part of your lifestyle, get them involved. So I'm just really curious, Carl, I know that you have been a sailor, you've sailed extensively. Would, if you had a baby or a child, 1 and 3 at that time, would you have brought them on the ship?
Well, first of all, you have to look at, it was a 36-foot boat. And Bob, you hop in here too, because Bob, you got a lot of experience in this. A 36-foot boat, I mean, people take them around the world, 36-foot mm-hmm. crafts. So, but it has to do with the type of boat it is. It has to do a lot with the experience of the captain there. And if he doesn't have the experience, and his wife obviously was saying this is the worst idea we've ever had, but taking a 1 and 3-year-old, unless they'd had a lot of experience, and I don't know, I haven't read all the articles on it, how much experience did they have?
I haven't looked that up, and I would be interested to know. It is not something for the meek to venture out into the blue water.
They were running some real heavy seas down there. I mean, they've got to take a look at, you know, before people take off on these voyages, they get the charts, they get a really good look at weather. I mean, to see what kind of weather is going to be back, is this the time of the year to make that run?
Yeah, it was, I mean, something as simple as, oh, I forgot the pliers, they're sitting on my bench at home, can mean the difference between life and death. That's pretty heavy stuff to be considering before you set out.
Well, in their defense, they say, we departed on this journey more than a year ago. We were then and remain today confident that we prepared as well as any sailing crew could.
Okay.
The ocean is one of the greatest forces of nature, and always has the potential to overcome those who live on or near it.
And that was going to be the last part I talked about. The ocean will eat your lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I know people that have been, you know, that have got these, you know, multi-million dollar yachts with a captain and a crew, and they sailed from, they bought this thing, it was a $1 million boat. And they were sailing from Newport down to the Panama Canal. Mm-hmm. They made it as far as Ensenada. And the water had been really rough. They pulled in there, they got off the boat, and they never got back on it again. They sold it. And the thing was that, boy, the water wasn't that bad, or the ocean wasn't that rough. But you're right. I mean, you get out there, and no matter how good you are. And here's a good example. When they have this race every year from, Australia to
Perth.
No, it's not to Perth. It's this other one. But every year, and these are for a lot of the maxi boats and these others, but these are people that have done this, you know, their whole lives and are racers. And one year Sydney to Hobart race.
Yeah. Okay.
And they killed 12 people one year. And I mean, these were people that knew what they were doing and knew how to sail. That was a horrible day. I mean, the ocean turned, the weather came in, and it sunk four of these yachts. And these are very experienced yachts people. And On the other hand, a crew made up of disabled people, including blind, made it through.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So, see, it's capricious. It's like a hurricane or a twister that comes down into a neighborhood and touches down and rips a house apart.
Right. Well,
but then skips over the next stream.
I have, my mother has a friend, a dear friend that she grew up with. He was a doctor out of Pasadena, and they took a year off. The family took a year off, and six kids. They took their six kids on a yacht and traveled around, sailed around the world. So,
and you can do that.
And they did that.
But it's, you know what? It's planned and all that. Hey, Jeff, hey, Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Hey, okay, now you're an experienced captain. You've done a lot of blue water sailing. What do you think?
Yeah, I've done three trips, each one about 5 years in duration, different parts of the world. But my first one was off of Florida, and we sailed down to Venezuela. And that was with my four-year-old son, and I waited till he knew how to swim. And then we had medical people put a kit together for us. School teacher put the learning material together for us. Each year we'd return back and renew all that stuff. Wonderful experience. The boy grew up. When we returned, they tried to move him 2 years ahead in school. He was that far advanced to public schools.
It's the planning. Yeah. It's a lot of people take their kids on voyages, on these passages, and it's a great experience.
So you advocate that, you know, do you think that a 1 and a 3-year-old is pushing it?
That's pushing it. I've known people that had children while cruising, you know, one couple in Tortola, and so they had a newborn infant, but they didn't cruise. They stayed in the harbor.
Yeah.
And you definitely got to know how to swim and swim well. You know, water's part of your environment, and you'll be in it occasionally. And this boy grew up. He graduated second in his class at the California Maritime Academy.
Yeah, that's right.
And today he's a captain on one of the largest cargo ships in the world.
Oh, wow.
I met your son. You know what? What a great guy he is.
Oh, man,
yeah,
that's awesome.
Fantastic guy, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, and Jeff is also, he's also a captain, for the airline. So what happened to the, I was going to talk about this. So what happened to the Malaysian airliner? Is it really in Afghanistan, like the Lieutenant General says? Or Pakistan?
No. There's so many speculators, and I look at some of the qualifications these people are giving out. And they really are not speaking from experience. And, boy, you might as well just throw a crystal ball in the deal or something, because nobody has a clue. It would be great if they did find some solution to it. I think it's going to be one of the greatest mysteries of the modern era.
I think you're right. And because the ping stopped. I was going to talk a little bit about it today, but the pings have stopped, it looks like. And the Australians, you know, they've got deep water submersibles there they're trying to find. But as they've said, and as you've just said, unless you find some wreckage, it's going to be, nobody's ever going to know. People are going to say, well, they flew into a black hole. Oh, they were on the ground in Pakistan. You know, it's all types of things that you're going to hear unless they find something, you know, something concrete here, which I doubt.
I don't think they'll ever know.
Yeah.
Really, I don't think so.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for the call in. But, you know, I've known lots of people that also have cruised around the world with their kids, and they've had very successful voyages. And just, you know, in this one, I think 1 year old is a little bit young. Yeah, for doing that long a passage, I think that's a little bit young.
Quite a number of people cruising with children of all different ages, and all of the ones that I met cruising, those kids grew up to be much further along in development than the shore kids, city kids or whatever. Graduating college with degrees and fantastic. And they're not all tied up in this peer pressure thing about you got to wear a certain kind of tennis shoe or something like that. All that trivia stuff doesn't mean anything. They get down to the basics. So it's a very positive experience for young people.
Great. Okay. Hey, Jeff, thanks a lot.
Sure.
All right. Hey, Carl on the bot, it's 7:30. We're getting ready to take a quick break. You know, one of the other things, like I said, I was going to talk about was, and we've already discussed it here, the pings have stopped. It looks like it's too bad. And one of the things we're also going to talk about later on is, I tell you what, Bob, give us a real quick 1 minute
If you have an older computer that is running with the Windows XP operating system, which after 14 years is being put out to pasture, it isn't going to die. You aren't going to lose all your files overnight. However, you will be at a higher risk. My recommendation, as host of Boomer Tech and also from experience, start backing up all your data files right away. Go get an external hard drive and load all your data files onto it. Now you need to either look at a new system, if that's out of your budget, look at one of the alternative operating systems such as Linux and get an expert to help you. There are flavors of Linux operating system that act very much like Windows, but you will be vulnerable to hacking and infections, like walking down the street with a sign around your neck says, I am unarmed.
That's the one with, that's for XP.
Windows XP.
Okay, because yes. I've got that on my system at home and I'm going to need to get rid of that. Okay, thanks a lot. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Join me, Dan Fagan, for the only locally produced afternoon talk show in all of Northern California.
Roberta, you're on.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your coming to Reading and taking the interest in finding what is actually going on in our community and listening. I just appreciate you so much.
The Dan Fagan Radio Show, weekdays 3 to 6 in the afternoon on KCNR 1460.
Have you tried lunch at Cleary's yet? Well, why not? Hi, I'm Robbie Cleary, owner of Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. If you like our dinner menu, you're going to love our lunch menu. House-smoked hot pastrami, half-crown charbroiled artisan burgers, unique fresh crisp salads, daily soups and specials. If you can't make it in for lunch, come join us after work. We have a great happy hour in the lounge from 3 until 6 p.m. every day. $3 beer and well liquor, $3 wines, and $3 appetizers. Have you tried one of our smoking martinis? Well, why not? We're known for our blackberry lavender lemon drop. We're ringing in the new year with slow-roasted prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Served with creamy mashed potatoes and sautéed green beans, choice of soup or salad, and our piping hot roasted garlic bread. So when are you going to visit Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge? We're open Monday through Saturday for lunch and dinner from 11 a.m. I look forward to meeting you.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It is 7:34 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 50 degrees out there right now. It's going to be a beautiful day. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Estate Jewelry. You name it. He's got it. Opal's Leonard and his associates can do anything with jewelry. And they go on down and just have yours looked at too. But, he's got anything you can possibly imagine to buy. Give him a call at 222-2750. Four Winds Jewelry.
Okay, we're very excited about this segment of our show this morning. With us this morning is Alice Garrity and Jeanette Weber from Avanti Travel.
Good morning.
And on the phone is the director, I know he has a special title, but we'll call him special director today. Brian Rudemacher of Princess Cruises. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
How are you?
Top of the morning to you, Brian.
It's been a while, buddy.
Good morning to everyone.
All right. So we are here to share with our listeners that we have a very special trip that we're taking, and we really want to encourage our listeners to come with us. There's been a reduction in the price, and it is the British Isles where we get to go for 12 days, but we have 10 ports. And our experts are here today that have put together this special salute to the veterans where we're going to get to go on the military tattoo, which, by the way, girls, we were having this discussion the other day with a group of people who one has been on it and one has said, what is it at a dinner party? And that it's so coveted. People who have been, they said, we can't even explain how fabulous it is, but it's a world experience.
They were there and they said, well, gosh, this is going to like to get tickets. And the local said, you can't get tickets. You can't get tickets.
It's difficult.
And then one of them says, well, but you know what? Go down to the tea room and we'll see what we can do. And somebody had canceled that day. And so they got the tickets. The only way they got to see it, they said, because it's been sold out for it's sold mm-hmm. out like almost mm-hmm. a year ahead. So obviously a great experience. Now the thing I really am looking forward to on this is going to Cork, Ireland, and also to Dublin, and to be able to walk through the streets
yeah,
there and sit down at a pub. What do I order?
Would you order steak and kidney pie?
Steak and kidney. How about a good cold Guinness?
And a Guinness. Well, this is still, you go to the Guinness factory and you go learn how the Guinness is made.
Could do that. But Brian, do you drink Guinness cold, or is it, I've heard it's at room temperature.
Yeah, you know, the interesting thing, having been to those places, they say a Guinness a day keeps the doctor away, which is, that was my MO when I was in Ireland. And it's mostly, I would say mostly not room temperature, but not ice cold. It's in between. And I have to tell you, having, Guinness in Ireland, for sure, I think because it's made so close by, it tastes a lot better, seemingly, than the Guinnesses that you can get here in the States.
I understand during the Troubles, as they used to call it, that the only place that was safe was the Guinness factory. Is that right? I mean, I've heard that the Guinness factory was never bombed, nobody shot at it or anything.
That is true. It's a wonderful place to visit.
Yeah. But you know, there's not only Guinness there, the Jameson factory's there.
Oh yeah, that's right.
We can go visit that.
We
too.
Definitely have some. We're good. Get that on our list.
I'm going to bring something. You can just push me back on.
Well, Carl's brother and sister and brother-in-law from Tennessee. You know, we get great whiskey. They definitely want to take a tour of the Jameson tour. Now, Brian was calling in today, special guest, and like I said, what is your official title? I'm always confused. Can I just call you the big guy from Princess Cruises?
Yeah, in my mind, I'm the big guy, but my card actually says Business Development Manager, and what that means is that I work with folks like Avanti Travel up in Reading all the way through down to San Francisco with wonderful accounts that sell the Princess product. And so that's my title.
Okay, now let's talk about the Ruby Princess. And will you share with our listeners, in case they missed it before, that the man who is the CEO of Princess is a veteran, and there are special recognitions that Princess does for our veterans.
Correct. So Alan Buckaloo is his name, and Vietnam veteran, as you mentioned. And, oh gosh, it's been now probably 4 or 5 years ago, maybe even longer, but long story short, he had written a blog about taking a trip back to Vietnam on a cruise, actually. He hadn't been back since he was there during the war. And the response to that blog that he wrote was so spectacular, so amazing, that he then took the step to have what's called shipboard credit, or spending money. Essentially, anytime any veteran comes on any Princess ship, on any itinerary, they get on board and they have spending money, essentially. And it ranges from a high of $250 for a cruise of 14 days or more down to $50 for shorter cruises. And it just automatically appends to the veteran's booking, and that's been very well received, and we're happy to do that and continue to do that. And also, when this cruise takes place, just to mention real quickly in terms of this year being the 70th anniversary of D-Day,
ooh,
this itinerary also does include port of call in Le Havre to be able to go over to the beaches of Normandy.
And that, I tell you,
well,
frankly,
I want to throw that out there in addition to the military tattoo. And Carl was mentioning, you too, the difficulty of procuring tickets, particularly on the military tattoo in Edinburgh. And we were happy to work with Jeanette and Alice and the folks internally at Princess to procure those tickets, and because they're definitely a high value item, so we have those, and that's one of the key I think aspects of this trip certainly is to be able to take part in both those excursions.
Well, that's one of the big things about it, and we're going to walking on the beaches of Normandy where my father landed 70 years ago, this June 6th, and that's going to mean something special for both myself and my sister.
Absolutely. Yeah. I can certainly
Well, Brian, how long have you been now associated with Princess Cruises?
Well, it's interesting you mention that, because yesterday in the mail I had a FedEx delivery, and I thought, huh, what's this? I opened it up, and it was my 15-year plaque.
Oh, how cool. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. So 15 years, which is flown by.
Big ceremony,
What's that?
Big ceremony, huh?
Yeah. My wife gave me a hug. That was about, that was it. But
well,
no, it's a terrific company. And I was going to tell you real quickly, by the way, that the Ruby Princess, interestingly enough, yesterday in San Francisco, the Crown Princess was in port. And she's a sister to the Ruby. So I had a chance to be on the Crown yesterday and kind of wander around a little bit. And, I can tell you, the Ruby Princess, being the sister of the Crown, is just an absolutely sublime, spectacular vessel. So you have a wonderful ship to sail on as well.
Okay, and now it's not too late to get some great things still happening.
Absolutely,
right?
We still have some good deals there. And
okay,
prices went down for some
of the cabins, yep. And so we encourage you, please come with us. This is, when we say that, this is a once in a lifetime experience. We know some friends that they were trying to move things around, and for those people who are thinking, once in a lifetime cruise, we're going, my family's going, friends are going. Alice, you had, Bob and Alice will be there, so we'll have this ready group. Please call Avanti Travel. They are going to set you up and make, it's kind of nice to have that agent that just does it all for you. So, Alice.
Good morning. I should say top of the morning to you. And in Ireland, when you say top of the morning to you, they say, and the rest of the day to yourself.
Okay.
Now, in Dublin, Bob and I are going to visit his Irish family, so we're looking forward to that. So we'll spend the day with our Irish family. And then this does leave London. It's a round trip, August 15th, round trip out of London. And it is doing Ireland, Scotland. And really, this trip was booked specifically for people to be able to attend the military tattoo, because it's only 3 weeks long. So we're very excited about, the people getting the opportunity to do that short excursion. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Normandy. And Bob's brother was in Normandy on the USS Thompson. He didn't go on shore, but he was there on the USS Thompson. So we're like you, Carl, And one of the gals that's going, her husband, that was his dream to go to Normandy, and so she's going to do this for him. So we have some wonderful people going, and we're inviting the rest of you to join us on this absolutely marvelous trip. And it is an honor of veterans. You don't have to be a veteran to go, but I think we all honor our veterans. So that was the idea, was to honor our veterans and have family and friends honor them this way. So we're just waiting for you to call and join us. It's going to be a lot of fun with all of us together and enjoying the ship also. Like Brian said, the Ruby Princess is gorgeous. I mean, you can do hot tubs and gyms and, oh my goodness, the entertainment is incredible. I think Princess has some of the best
Absolutely. And you can't come in today with the fact that there is a reduction on some of the cabins. And so, for those people who might be thinking, here's your opportunity now. And like I said, we really want to get you all together for it to come with us. It's August 15th. It's 12 days. We have 10 ports that we're going to. So you want to talk about seeing the British Isles. We're going to get to see a lot of Ireland and Scotland.
Well, yes, coming from Britain, I can tell you this is a fantastic cruise with an opportunity to see pretty well all the British Isles. And we're also having an optional few days in London, so if anybody wants to join Alice and you also, Linda and Carl, we will have a few days there, so we can plan that for you. And as you can tell, I'm the expert in England and Scotland and Ireland and Wales, so if you need any help, just give me a call.
And what? How do people get a hold of you?
They can call us at 244-1400. Or they can check out our website, avantitravel.com, and they can email us from there also.
Well, Brian, while we have you on the line, do you have any closing thoughts?
Yeah, I think that I do. I would say that, as you mentioned, Linda, that if people sort of step back and do think of this as a sort of a once-in-a-lifetime trip of a lifetime, a bucket list type of trip that we refer to these as, then I think the perspective of saying this is something worth investing in, and especially traveling with the two of you and then having Alice go along and being looked after, well looked after, I just think the package is fantastic. And I just took a look at the numbers just to see where we are standing, and I will tell you candidly, we're about 4 months from sailing, so the ship is starting to fill, which is good. That's a good thing. We as a company, we want to do that. So it's the old sort of speak now or forever hold your peace. In other words, it's time to make that decision, and I think that if folks call Avanti and see some of the pricing that's now out there, it will become a situation where they think this is indeed a trip of a lifetime and a great value too. So we're all on board.
Well, it's a long, for me, I was figuring, gosh, it's like 10 days away from work and all that. But Linda said one thing. She said, so when were you going to do this? And since we're going to be in this radio business for a long time, when am I going to do it? Well, I'm going to do it this year. And I can, you don't know what's going to happen next year. You don't have, in the years after that. So here's a good opportunity to come out and go with our friends. That's the other thing too. Go with friends and family, and our friends are out there. And we've met people, through Avanti that are going with us, veterans that, are just really great people. But you don't have to be a veteran. You just have to be somebody who wants to have a good time. And that's what we're going to do. So 244-1400.
Give us a call. We're waiting to hear from you. Love to have you on board.
Thank you, Alice. Thank you, Jeanette.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here.
Bye, Brian.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Andrea Abraham, my husband Dilgesh and I drew up this business on paper napkins on the island of Cyprus 5 years ago. And now we've opened our furniture store in the heart of downtown Reading, Indwelling Furniture and Art Objects. We're so excited to be here. We have brought artisan furniture and whimsical gifts from around the world. Please come by and see us. You can call us 361-6727 or visit us online, indwellinghome.com. Indwelling Furniture and Art Objects, 1760 California Street, where dreamers come.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak, or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden-fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato, or french fries in a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for 75 years. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
After the loss of a loved one, there's so much to think about. Costs shouldn't be one of them. For the compassionate care that you need, and at about half the cost of a traditional funeral home, Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 will give you the peace of mind and compassionate care that you deserve at an affordable cost. Serving the North State with direct cremation service and complete funerals. Call 241-3400 or visit online at blairscremation.com. Blair's Cremation and Burial Service, 5530 Mountain View Drive, Reading.
Well, it's 2014. Do you find yourself looking in the mirror and saying, I want to be a better me? This year, I want to feel stronger, have a more positive outlook on life, and feel like I'm controlling my life. Life isn't controlling me. Well, now's the time. Go to Adamson's Peak Performance, a gym where the staff has incredible integrity. Adamson's is a place where you can become a better you. Get fit. Call Adamson's now at 221-8006. Adamson's Peak Performance.
Lorraine was an avid hiker until a tumble led to a painful compression fracture in her back. Her doctor sent her to MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center to undergo kyphoplasty. The minimally invasive procedure took less than an afternoon, and Lorraine felt immediate relief from the pain. She was back on the trail a month later, leading the way up the mountain. MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center offers the latest surgical advancements to keep you a step ahead.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:50 in the morning, April the 8th, 530-605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. You know, they're going to have a great Easter brunch up there. And I tell you, it's a set menu. And if anybody, if you've ever eaten in Ensemble's, you just know how great the food is. John Stadelli, and John will be on, I think, next week, and his ability, and Chandra, the winemaker out there, they're just outstanding. The ambiance, I can't say enough about it. Give them a call, 474-5546, and talk to them about the Easter, you know, about the Easter brunch, but also, you know, they have pizzas on Thursdays and everything, and some of Vineyards.
Here we asked Jeanette Weber, owner of Avanti Travel, and Alice Garrity to hang over a little bit. Brian's gone. You know, he's busy and on the living in the Bay Area and very busy with a lot of the things. He's traveling all the time.
Right.
So, Jeanette, very interesting about you and your sister opened this business how many years ago?
Oh, a long time. About 28 years now.
So we went to your travel expo. I went to your travel expo, and Alice, of course, had her booth there, and that was a fascinating experience.
It is great. We hold it every year, and we get all the travel companies there and the cruise lines. We had 33, I believe, this year represented from all the major cruise lines like Princess and Carnival and Norwegian and Silver Seas and Regent, and everybody comes along, and then all the tour companies for Hawaii, Mexico, the Caribbean, anywhere in the world that your heart desires to go to.
And so interesting, the travel business has changed drastically, I'm sure, in the last 15 years.
Well, actually, in the last 20 years. Yes.
Since 9/11, big time.
Big time.
And then, but still people really enjoy doing family excursions and especially cruises.
Yes. Cruises are really popular with the families, and we have some great cruise lines that are very family friendly. And they have a lot of really interesting things on them, like rock climbing and skating and zip lining. I mean, who would have thought you could have zip lined on a cruise ship? It's really fascinating to watch. I watched that last October when I was on a cruise. But it's very, very interesting. The whole thing has changed in the travel world.
Okay. And Alice?
Well, I was just thinking, we do a lot of reunions.
Right.
It can be family reunions. A lot of anniversaries, birthdays. I have some groups going now that they're celebrating 40th birthdays, 50th birthdays, 60th birthdays. I mean, people want to get together and have a good time. And cruising, to me, is so cost-effective. Because you have your meals, you have your entertainment, you have that wonderful ship to go around and enjoy all the wonderful things on board. So it's a wonderful way to have family and reunions, class reunions. I mean, you can just do anything you want with a group of friends or family.
And the great thing is everything's included. All the food is included. All the entertainment's included. So you're not worried about where are we going to eat tonight, what restaurants are we going to. What entertainment are we going to watch this evening? It's all included.
Right. So that's the beautiful thing. Like you said, you get a hotel room that's floating from place to place.
Right.
You get off, and the world is your oyster, you know, as we say. And so let's talk about some of the places that we're going to be landing. When we leave, first of all, we're going to be going into London, and then we actually sail from Southampton. But, you know, so on day one, out to sea, where do we go?
Well, you're going out to the Isle of Guernsey. It's a small island off of England, and that's kind of an interesting little port. And then from there, you carry on to Cork, Dublin, Belfast, Glasgow, that's a great interesting port, and you're actually overnighting in Glasgow, then to the Orkney Islands, over to Scotland again, and Edinburgh, and then over one day full at sea from there, which is really nice because you get one day to relax, read your book, go for your massages and all that kind of thing. And then over to Paris and Normandy, that's when you'll be able to go visit the beaches of Normandy. And then it comes back into Southampton, and from Southampton you will be transferred back to London for your flight home.
So just, I just know with our experience, there's so many details that a travel agent takes care of.
Oh, yes.
Like our flights. You know, that was incredible just to try to get flights because we have, like I said, family from Sacramento, family from Tennessee, different people. And so we're encouraging you that if you are thinking about the fact that maybe you want to do a family trip, there's, like I said, they've just come in with some discounted cabins that, for a last minute deal here. And you may have somebody that lives in another part of the country. Avanti can make that happen where they can handle their airfare as well. They did that for our sister and brother-in-law again out of Tennessee. You flew them. So we meet them around the same time that we land in London, 2 days early. So, anyway, you guys have been amazing.
Well, Avanti Travel is very global. We do travel all around the world for people all around the world. In fact, I just got an email from someone in England that wanted me to do all their travel while they're visiting the U.S. So we do global travel.
Global travel.
And I really encourage you to call us. Come by. We're on the corner of Athens and
Locust
Street there, yeah. So come by and see us. And there's brochures for you to look at so you can see the layout of the ship and what's offered on the ship. So anyway,
you've got all types of travel deals there.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
You do. So
we have a very fun office.
Yes, yeah, you do.
You guys do. Very up.
They're all
again, yeah. Avanti Travel, 244-1400. If you're like, you know, we want to promote you guys, your business and how kind you've been to all of our people who, you know, they want to go on this trip with us, but they could say, oh, we're going to use our own people. But no, they wanted to use Avanti because we've said, please go through Avanti with us so we can all be together in the same, you know, within the same agency. And we'll probably do a little, party here soon in the next 2 or 3 months.
Absolutely.
That's going to be, with our group that's going to talk about all the things that we're going to be doing. We look forward to that. And again, they've just come in today with this new paper with discounted cabins. So give them a call at 244-1400 for the August 15th departure to the British Isles.
We'd love to have you on board.
Thanks a lot for being here. You know, it's one thing is you can also trust you all to do the best job.
Oh, yes. We've been around a long time. Trust me.
Today, we go in all different types of, you know, we were talking about the people sailing across the
ocean
by themselves. And Sungold, her question was, she was, the baby was a year old, but they've been doing this for a year. Did she have her baby right before she left? I don't know about that. But, you know, after the hour, after the news, we're having Heidi Hall on, who is a Democrat running against Congressman Doug LaMalfa. And it's her second time on the show, and that should be interesting to talk about what the changes that she wants to make.
We need to cover all of it. You know that. We're a news organization, so we do. We need to cover everybody.
We do.
And see what everybody's input and intake is.
And with Heidi, and she's been on before. And it's an uphill battle, as you know, for anybody that's running against a Republican up here in the Northern California area. But I think it's even going to be harder. I'm going to ask Heidi, and if you've got questions for Heidi, make sure you give us a call at 605-4567 when she comes on. That it's, with this year running against, when you've got a lot of the Democrats are running against, or are running from, I should say, Obamacare. And they're running from a lot of the things that have been happening.
Well, I wonder why.
In the Obama administration. I mean, this is not a political thing with Avanti at all. I'm just trying to talk for the next minute here about who's coming on. That it's going to be an interesting election, I think, here. But the big thing that I don't have to worry about is that for 2 weeks, I don't have to be on front of the microphone.
Well, we're going to have you call in.
Well, I am planning on doing that, but I mean, we're going to be
You mean on August 15th?
In August 15th. We're gonna be.
You're gonna be having fun. You're gonna be discovering.
I'm gonna see if Guinness should be drank at which, at which degree should it be drank at? Like that. Should it be a little bit above room temperature? Should it be really icy cold? I looked it up. What exactly is a black and tan? Is that it's a mixture of the two,
They do a lot of things with Guinness.
And they do with Guinness.
They also drink Guinness and champagne.
Guinness and champagne. Okay. Well, that's just one of those things. Okay. Look, we're going to take a quick break for the news. We're going to come back. We've got Heidi Hall, Democratic candidate for Congress, is joining us. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The head of the search for Malaysia Airlines 370 says an Australian Navy vessel may spend several more days trying to pick up sounds from the southern Indian Ocean. Meanwhile, marine scientist Ellen Prager telling NBC's Today Show that she didn't expect those pings in the Indian Ocean to be detected so soon.
Honestly, finding those pings so quickly was shocking. For somebody like me that understands how vast the ocean is, how deep and how difficult it is, I was really surprised.
Officials are stressing that the search for Flight 370 is the most difficult ever undertaken. Also at SRNnews.com, Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel is in Beijing today, where he told Chinese officials it was wrong for China to unilaterally establish an air defense zone over disputed islands controlled by Japan.
That adds to tensions, misunderstandings, and could eventually add to and eventually get to dangerous conflict.
And he stressed that America would protect Japan in any dispute with China as per the U.S. treaty obligations. In the eastern city of Kharkiv, Ukraine, rhythmic beating on barricades by pro-Russian demonstrators, some adding fuel to a growing fire on the steps of a Ukraine government building there. They are demanding that the area be allowed to secede just like Crimea did. In Yazoo City, Mississippi, Cordos Jackson told WJW-TV about he and a colleague undertook the grim task of recovering the body of a young girl swept away by floodwaters.
I pulled out the water, I handed it to him, we wrapped up, they called police.
Severe thunderstorms crawled across the southeast on Monday, dumping heavy rains and causing flash flooding. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average opened up at 16,246 after a 167-point decline yesterday. This is SRN News.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicky said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Microsoft support for Windows XP ends today, and security consultant Patrick Thomas says it's going to have some implications when it comes to computer security.
Computers will continue to work as they have before April 8th, except at that point, user security is essentially entirely in their own hands because Microsoft, the vendor, is no longer stepping in to release updates, to release patches.
The popular operating system has been around for 12 years now, and an estimated 30% of businesses and consumers are still using it. Police in New York City say a teenager allegedly set a fire that left two police officers critically injured. Police say the teen told detectives that he set fire to a mattress in the hallway of his Brooklyn apartment building because he was bored at the time. Two officers had taken an elevator up to the burning building's 13th floor on Sunday and were overcome by carbon monoxide and smoke. This is SRN News. Railroads launching a new campaign highlighting the dangers being near railroad tracks.
The ads for the new Sea Tracks Think Train campaign focus on how people and vehicles stand no chance against a train. The number of trespassing deaths increased by 11% in 2013 to 476. In addition, the number of deaths and accidents went up nearly 8% to 250. Operation Lifesaver CEO Joyce Rose believes the increase may be a reflection of how distracted Americans can be because of smartphones and other electronic devices.
It's Jeremy House reporting. General Ray Odierno, Army Chief of Staff, says recent shooting at Fort Hood, though tragic, could have been even more damaging.
As we continue to investigate and look at this, I'm satisfied that if we had not implemented some of the lessons learned in 2009, the tragedy could have been much worse than it was.
It was in 2009 that Major Nidal Hassan, an Army psychiatrist, opened fire and shot 13 people. More details at SRNnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. That was...
Whoa.
Bob, come on. You do it slower. Slower. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl in the Bot, 8:07 in the morning, April the 8th, 2014. Our phone line's here, 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Sun Gold and Angel and some others.
Hey,
and Grower and a few other. Rally Sally, I see you're in there someplace. Mm-hmm. And let's go head off with Josh Wiley with our Wells Fargo advisor.
Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets are in the green this morning in the second hour of trading. Currently, the Dow's up 22 points at 16,268, while the NASDAQ's up 26 at 4,106, and the S&P 500's up 4 at 1,849. Oil's up 53 cents a barrel at $100.97, while the 30-year Treasury's yielding 3.56%. Gold's up $6 at $1,309, while silver's up a dime at $20.05 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks, GE's down a nickel at $25.83. Netflix is up $6.54 at $344.54, while Apple's up $1.60 at $524.88. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 in the morning here. So you can find out what's happening on Wall Street and give them a call at 243-7561. They are, of course, experts. When you're talking about annuities, IRAs, 401 plans, your retirement planning, these are the ones you need to talk to. Again, 243-7561 or stop by their places on Park Marina Drive. The weather today is, looks absolutely fabulously
sunny. You're looking at me like, okay, currently 54 degrees.
That was a lead-in. That was my lead-in.
Currently 54 degrees in the downtown studios. We have a fabulous week ahead of us. Sunny today with temperatures around 82, partly cloudy tonight with temperatures, the lows are 53. Mostly sunny tomorrow with 80, Thursday with 82, fabulously clear skies. And that's our forecast that is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, veteran-owned, and senior discounts.
Alliance Heating and Air is bringing you this segment of our show here. It's serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service. To all makes and models, we use Alliance Heating and Air. We can, without reservation, recommend Martin and his people. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service, Alliance Heating and Air. Call them at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. You know, we have our guest today is Heidi Hall. Good morning, Heidi.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing today?
Great. What gorgeous weather. Like you said, it's like we're really in spring now.
Now, Heidi, where do you live?
In Grass Valley.
Okay. Now, Heidi Hall is the Democrat running, a Democratic contender running for Congress against the incumbent, Doug LaMalfa. And you are a courageous person.
Thank you. It's my honor to be offering myself up to public service in a new and different way.
Well, it's a can you tell us a little bit about yourself, Heidi?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I grew up in the Bay Area, and I'd like to say I grew up in a family with enough. So my dad was a teacher. My mom was an immigrant from Germany and went back to school. And I had an average middle-class childhood. Went on after high school. I was a pretty good student and liked school, and I was able to go on and get a really good education at Columbia University, Rutgers University, Pomona College. And I like to tell that story because I actually was able to do that because of federal loans to students at the time, which were low interest, and I paid all of that money back. I was able to go on and start a good profession and pay all that money back, which was, you know, a win-win for me and my family and for the country. So I went on from there to work in public service. I've been in public service most of my life, although I did spend a year or so on Wall Street and with investment banking just to see what that was like. And I've been in leadership positions in my community on water, river restoration issues, and as a CASA, court-appointed special advocate to help kids who are in abusive situations. So I've been in public service most of my life. I feel the desire to give back. I think I have some great common sense, problem-solving, leadership skills to offer.
Well, you know, Heidi, you're coming in during a time frame when it's the Democrats are taking a lot of heat over a lot of different things. Do you think that's going to have a definite impact on your campaign here?
Well, that's going to be up to the voters, really, isn't it? I mean, I'm really running as someone who believes that our region hasn't had a lot of attention for many, many years, decades, really. And to my mind, the regional issues that we're dealing with, you know, a slower economy, the threat of forest fires, water, drought issues, where we have a lot of the water ourselves up in the North State, a lot of those issues to me are cross-partisan or bipartisan or nonpartisan. So I am looking to make alliances with other rural areas and get more attention to the rural areas and their needs. I'm looking at, you know, broadband has been talked about forever. Why can't we get broadband up in our area, which would help our small businesses tremendously? And how is that a partisan or not, you know, partisan issue? I don't know. I don't see that it is. So my hope is that people are going to be looking at whether they've had good advocacy for their region, whether their representatives are doing what they need for our region, for our North State, rather than what the Democrats as a whole are doing in the country.
But yet you're a member of that party. So, I mean, no matter who is elected, no matter what party it is, you pretty much have to follow party line there, don't you?
I think that's partly true, but partly that's a misnomer. There are plenty of folks, we see that on both sides of the aisle, in the Republicans and the Democrats, who are saying, you know, leadership is there for a reason, but it doesn't mean we follow hook, line, and sinker everything they do. And they certainly haven't supported, you know, there's a split in the Democratic Party on a number of issues right now. And I have my own opinions about things. Right now, I'm a strictly grassroots organization, not being supported by any big Democratic group or PAC or anything. So, really, I am my own person at this point.
Okay. That leads to other things, too. So what would you say is the biggest concern facing the North State, in your opinion, the biggest concern right now?
Yeah, that's, you know, to me, obviously the biggest concern is our slow economy. We're talking about a recovery happening across the nation and in California, but it's very slow. It's happening on Wall Street more than on Main Street, and rural areas like ours always lag behind the urban areas. And I think if we can get the economy going, get more jobs out there, get more folks up to the area and more money in the system on Main Street, then that's going to help to deal with many of our other problems. And, you know, because I'm not a small business owner, every time I meet one, I talk to them about what their needs are. I've spent a lot of time in the last 6 months or so talking to small business owners. And I ask them, what's the, you know, what are the top three things you need help with, and what's the top thing? And it's interesting that really the issue is they need more customers, right? Yes, they need broadband. Yes, they need relief with regulations, both things that I want to work on. But they simply need more customers. So we need to do more to get jobs established in the North State and to be bringing more people up there.
Okay, and I agree. I think nobody would disagree with that. We've got to take a quick break. When we come back, I'd like you to give us some specifics on how you would do that. Because this is obviously, the economy is slower up here, and we're always slower recovering. We're, you know, we've got a, our unemployment rate is high, and it's, you know, of course higher than all the unemployment rates are higher than the, you know, than what they say. But
right.
Specific ideas on how you would do that. And then the second part is the fact that the water question is becoming a, you know, huge up here, in agriculture, you know, logging. We've already lost so many jobs up in the Northern California area in logging, mining, and now we're getting, you know, more and more things seem to be taken away. So when we come back, if you can just give us some specifics on how you would bring in more customers and what you would do to do this to help the economy. We'll be right back. Our guest is Heidi Hall. She's a Democratic contender for this congressional district running this year against the incumbent, Doug LaMalfa. We'll be right back.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs, in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Bad ready for America's original extreme sports? Well, April 18th, 19th, and 20th, the Red Bluff Roundup is on.
Tell me when you got a rodeo that's both PCRA and WPRA approved.
You award world champion points.
And you pay the highest purse.
Well, I guarantee you, that brings to Red Bluff the top cowboys in America ready to ride the rankest stock anywhere. Friday night is Tri-County's Bank Family Night, where tickets are just $13. Saturday is Robo Bank Day. Sunday, it's St. Elizabeth Hospital, Hollyock and La Ranch, Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Get your discount tickets now at the Roundup office, RedBluffRoundup.com, or Diamond W Western Wear in Chico. And hey, don't you dare miss the concert after the rodeo Saturday night. Thanks to Diamond W Productions, it's Mark Chestnut. Oh yeah, the Red Bluff Roundup is on.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palos Cedro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket, while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again in Palos Cedro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
I wanna be your next day! We're all gonna rock!
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 8:20 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Hey, they're having something big tomorrow. From 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., the cigar reps from Olivia Cigars would there to introduce the Padilla handmade cigar, handmade in Nicaragua. And this is new, and they've, for the Tobacco and Brewing, they haven't, but they've been around the cigar since 1932. A great time. You can go down there and, meet the reps. Yeah, that's tomorrow from 11 to 2.
2 o'clock.
At down there at Tobacco and Brew, 1326. I'm sorry. I'll get this right here. On Hilltop there, 1453 Hilltop. You know, how can I, you know what, I say that 1,000 times, 10,000 times, and I gave the address to here instead. 1423 Hilltop Drive. Tobacco and Brew, great place there. Hey, our guest is Heidi Hall, Democratic candidate for Congress up in our district here. Good morning, Heidi, and welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Okay, when I left, you said, I asked for kind of specifics because everybody wants the economy to get better. And what I try to ask every candidate is, okay, that's great. So do I. What are you going to do about it?
Right. That's a good question, too. And so I don't want to belabor some of the stuff I already said, but the broadband issue is a big one. And that's, there are two things that could come out of that that would help our economy. One, and a little bit of history there, is the government gave some subsidies to these telecom companies so that they could expand into rural areas where it wasn't necessarily profitable for them. And it looks like they're starting to back out of that agreement. So we need to hold their feet to the fire on that. And if it looks like the profits are going to be a big deal, then we need to sit back down at the table with them and figure that out. But if we get broadband into our area, we do two things. One is we expand the possibilities of the something like 80% of our businesses are 1 to 3 people, you know, small home-based businesses. And we expand their ability to grow their businesses. And the second thing we do then is make it much more attractive to bring high-tech industry up to the area. So we have a lot to offer, and, you know, gorgeous place to live and work and play. And people can work there and use broadband to conduct their business. We also need to be doing more to promote our outdoors business. And I know that's been on the plate for a long time, so there's lots of people with good ideas about that. I also want to be looking at public-private partnerships to invest in our infrastructure. We've got plenty of work to do on roads and bridges and schools, and that doesn't have to be all government funding. What that needs to be is some government funding to get it started, and then what people forget often is that the government contracts out to private industry to do a lot of that. So we just need some attention. I think really we just need a little bit of attention put towards the district, some active promotion of what we've got to offer, and then to make it easier for those businesses to get established.
I think the idea for broadband is a great idea. I think we need to bring them up to throughout the North State, which will, you know, which is a low, you know, it's a, when I say green, it's a, you know, it's a low impact industry as far as environment. Speaking of that, it takes 2 years to get a timber permit to cut. You plan,
yeah.
You know, that's remarkable, and in the sense that it takes 2 years to cut on your own property, due to all of the hoops you have to jump through and all the regulations. The timber industry is, logging industry is a big industry up here, as you know. What would you do to ease some of these restrictions, or would you?
Yes. Well, clearly, 2 years is far too long. There's no really excuse for that. Now, because I've worked for the federal government for a lot of years, I know firsthand how a lot of the regulations that we have are helpful and useful and life-saving, and I also know how many of them are overburdensome and conflicting. So I think I have an advantage that I can come in there and sit down and work with federal agencies and state agencies because they have to work together and work on a streamlining of those sorts of things. And now, there are things we need to be careful about, and that's why we have permits, but there really is no reason it should take that long. So I would love to see a good timber industry growing back established in the North State that's appropriate, you know, that's taking care of all the concerns we have with environment, but still able to function and be profitable. And I, you know, there's a lot of forest land up there. I don't see why that isn't something we shouldn't be actively pursuing. I would love to get in there and help make that work better.
Well, we have a lot of, mainly because there's a lot of environmental groups that one person can throw, throw litigation out and makes you have to stop in this. The spotted owl, of course, another reason, it was slowed down and now in the state of California. But though I know that some of these are California things. You have no impact on them, or you wouldn't, except just to lean in and say you didn't agree with it. But, the illegal immigration. It seems like this is going to be the years that there's going to be something done. What's your stance on illegals coming into the United States?
Yeah, so I think the system isn't working the way it is, and I think there's a number of things we should be doing to fix it. And for the most part, the way I'm reading the tea leaves, this is a very much a bipartisan issue. There was just an article that came out last week about a lot of the farmers in the Central Valley and some in the North State pressuring the Republicans who are holding up immigration reform, saying, look, we need these workers in the field. You can't just say, no, we're not going to pass anything. We need to do something that's going to help American farmers and would also then help immigrants who come to this country to make themselves a better life. So part of the problem we have is that it takes over 10 years for someone to get here legally from Mexico. So that's a broken system, and that's why people are coming across illegally. So let's do something about that. Let's streamline the ability for folks to get here legally. We do have to deal with the folks who are already here. And there's a lot of talk about border security, and I just want to say that what I understand today is that border security has never been stronger. So my grandfather was a border agent and had a lot of stories to tell about how they handled the border, crossings over the border. And they were tough, but they were humane. And now we've got this massive wall and lots of personnel down there. We're never going to have, you know, it's never going to be a non-porous border. We're always going to have people coming over. Let's treat them humanely. Let's find a better system so we don't have to be doing it that way. And let's bring people up in a way that's humane to them and helps the agriculture business up in California that really is depending upon their labor.
Okay, Heidi, let's go back to the first part there. The border is porous. People are coming across a lot. The fact that it's illegal for them to come across, when you say they're not being treated humanely, you mean because they're coming across the border and brought in that way and they're not being treated humanely?
No, I'm not saying they're not being treated humanely. I'm just saying that, you know, there's only so much we can do to clamp down. And we pretty much done almost all that we can along the border. I'm sure there are a few more things we could do, but that's not the solution anymore. I mean, we've got so many illegal immigrants right now in the state.
So do you believe an amnesty?
We need to be dealing with them.
Okay, so do you believe in amnesty then? So the people that are here illegally, should they just be given okay, we're going to make you citizens?
Well, I think we need to look at this realistically. So if we just give amnesty and don't do anything else, all we've done is legitimized folks who come across the border and not fix the problem. So, no, I wouldn't just do that. I do think that we need to fix it to make it possible for people to get through the system in less than 10 years. And then just to be realistic, in order to deal with the people who are here, we're going to have some kind of a program that makes it possible for them to be legalized. Focus on the ones who come over regularly and who are, you know, providing a lot of who are helping our economy. Why shouldn't we work with them to figure something out that's more realistic and tenable than simply continuing to be here illegally year after year?
Well, the fact is that amnesty was at one point under Reagan was done, and the problem's worse now. I disagree with you saying is that, you know, they've done everything they can at the border. I don't believe that, and I know people along the border that they've been ordered back. But the fact is that we could shut down the border if we wanted to. We have the technology. The fact is that people do need to work here. We had programs back in the 60s that let people come across to work under a program that the growers would have them come in, take care of their health care, feed, clothe, shelter them. And then at the end of the season, they would go back across the border. They didn't stay here. A lot of the problems and a lot of the costs that we have are people that are here illegally. should we continue to fund all these programs for people that are here illegally and keep giving, you know, it's costing us hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars?
No, I agree with you that we need to do something different. But I think there really are two sides to the story, that in some cases there are ways it's costing us a lot of money and we need to deal with that. There are ways, the other side of the picture though is that they are contributing in huge ways to our economy. We've got a ton of people here doing work that no one else wants to do. And you know, I think the guest worker program is a really great one. I would be completely for something like that again, so that folks could come over here and work and then go back home, where I think many of them would like to be anyway.
Okay, well, our guest is Heidi Hall. Our phone line here is 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. A lot of questions are coming in over the chat line. Heidi, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I appreciate your candidness here, and we've got a lot of things to talk about in the next 30 minutes. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl in the Bot, KCNR1460, your grassroots radio station.
Hot cars.
And Cool April Nights is back at the Reading Civic Auditorium for the 25th Cool April Nights Car Show, April 19th through 27th.
It's a week jam-packed with over 2,000 classic cars on display, the cruise, and rock and roll concerts all week long.
There's nonstop entertainment featuring Enterprise Starship, the Hot Rods Band, Paperback Rider, a tribute band to the Beatles, Catch Wave, and a tribute band to the Beach Boys, and much more.
Discount advance tickets available now for only $8 at Cicada Cantina on Hilltop Drive, participating Napa Auto Parts stores, or online at the Cascade Theater.
Don't miss the 25th annual Cool April Nights as it comes back to the Reading Civic Auditorium, April 19th through 27th.
This is an event the entire family will love.
Sponsored by A&I Engines, Best Western Hilltop Inn, Anderson RV, Cicada Cantina, Logo USA, Union Bank, Q97, Michelob Ultra, Hilltop Garden Inn, and Carmona's. For more information, log on to CoolAprilNights.com.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Howdy, Reading. Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460. And once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tavan Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tavan Car Wash is Reading's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
At Second Amendment, Inc., we agree with Thomas Jefferson, who said, "I prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery." Show your patriotic support for our right to keep and bear arms by wearing apparel made only in America. Second Amendment, Inc. merchandise is available at Bastiani Arms on Larkspur Lane, Signstation Sign Shop on Alfreda Way, right across from Lowe's, or online at SecondAmendmentInc.com. That's SecondAmendmentInc.com.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, good morning, my friends. 8:33 in the morning on April the 8th. 54 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. D.C. Tim and the Man in Black. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold, right here at the Cypress Square Barbershop. Great people down there. Our guest today is Heidi Hall, the Democratic candidate for Congress, running in our district against the incumbent, Doug LaMalfa. We've been talking about immigration and jobs in this. Good morning, Heidi, and welcome back.
Thank you.
I got a bunch of questions in here. How about voter ID? How do you feel about voter ID?
I don't think we need more IDs than we've got requirements right now.
So you don't think people should say who they are when they go to vote?
Yeah, you know, I think there's been so much done out there and tried already in other states. What study after study, and then attempt to restrict voting and attempt to make it more clear who's voting. What we're really seeing is that there is very, very little voter fraud. And to my mind, what we have in this democracy, in this country, that is one of the things that makes us stand out is the idea that everyone gets to vote, that everyone should vote, that we all have a voice in who's going to get elected. And while we want to make sure there's no fraud, we want to make it easy for people to vote, not harder.
Just citizens, though, right?
Unless I see evidence that there's real serious fraud, I don't see that there's much more we need to do.
Just citizens, right?
Yes.
Arizona has had I think the case was heard, is that the people have to prove they're citizens of our country before they vote.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that?
I think, you know what, I would say until I see evidence of any kind of a significant fraud, I don't know that we need to do anything different than we're doing right now. We really, the system we have, although it's not perfect, it's been working pretty well, especially ensuring that we get as many people as we can to the polls.
The Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
Obamacare has caused, as we've said earlier, caused a lot of Democrats to run away from Obamacare. What's your feelings about Obamacare?
Well, I think we need to get away from a lot of the drama about the Affordable Care Act. The fact is, as I'm sure everyone knows, now we've got over 7 million people signed up. There's anecdotal evidence on both sides. I know a ton of people that I've talked to who didn't even have health care because they had pre-existing conditions or couldn't afford it, didn't have the kind of jobs that provided it, are really happy that they have it now, mostly because they feel like they can be responsible and take care of their own health care. I don't think we're going to go back from this, the fact that we should not be restricting people from who have pre-existing conditions, the fact that we should be able to keep our kids on our plans until they're 26.
Why that one? I don't mean to interrupt, but why do you think children should be on, why do you think adults should be on their parents' plans to age 26?
I mean,
I'm just wondering.
And I would just say that Fox News just sort of agreed with this, too. These are two conditions that they're saying, even if they repeal the Affordable Care Act, if they ever were able to, these are conditions they'd want to keep in there. I think it's critical right now. I mean, we've got an economy where we've got three job seekers for every job available. We've got jobs that employers who aren't able to do very much to help people have health care. And we've got kids who are having trouble finding jobs and getting their careers started. So having a bit of a cushion until young adults get themselves more established and until they're in a place where their employer can provide it or we can get the Affordable Care Act working, I don't see a problem with that.
Well, I thought that under Obamacare that they're trying to get all these young people to sign up age 21 and above. Isn't keeping them on their parents' plan from 26, doesn't that defeat that purpose?
I think we need to do both. I mean, eventually, who knows if we'll have that that provision that they can stay on until they're 26 forever. I think it's kind of a transition phase at the moment.
I know when I was 26, people kind of treated me like an adult. And
I kind of treat
people at age 21. You let them vote and you let them do all these other things,
right?
that they're adults. Anyway, that's a small part. I agree, first of all, by the pre-existing conditions. I think that was a good part of the plan. And numbers can be statistics, and we know about statistics, so many of the people, but it's costing a lot of people more for their insurance, than they ever had to pay before. And Obama, every time we turn around, the president is changing another part of this. You know, frankly, he's changing the law without going through Congress here. You know, and the latest one is, the Medicare. He just changed that, they were going to cut back on the Medicare, I think Prime or whatever it was called, Advantage. And they just changed that till it's after the election. I mean, don't you find this, I mean, don't you kind of find this so political at this point that they're changing all these things because this plan was not well thought out and it was rolled out horribly. And now we're making all these changes, making, I mean, you're running on this platform.
Well, you got a lot in there, Carl.
Well, I just, you know, I'm going to give you a long time to explain this.
I want to address those specific issues, but I also want to say I'm not running away from this. I'm not running away as a Democrat. I'm certainly not running away from it, but I'm also not running on it. I'm running on the fact that we're a rural area that's been ignored and neglected for far too long, and we have much more in common across the aisle in this area than we do, you know, on these ideological issues that are being fought out. So, you know, I just want to make a point about that. I'm running to be a problem solver in a rural area, period. I do want to say on the Affordable Care Act, on those issues, so the rollout was terrible, and I don't like all these changes that are coming from the executive. I would agree with you on that. That's not the way to do something. And I don't want to, I don't want to shift all the blame on Congress, because that's so easy to do, but here's the deal. When we rolled out Social Security and when we rolled out Medicare and Medi-Cal, they were huge programs with lots of glitches. And what we did was Congress passed legislation to fix all those things that were wrong. And to my mind, that is Congress's job right now. It's not the president's job to do that, and I don't like that he's doing that. It is Congress's job to say, okay, we've got this problem where this group of people have their plans. The cost is going up, and there's no reason for it, and we need to get in there and figure out why that is, and we need to fix that. So I think it's Congress's job to be in there helping to make this work, and instead they're going, you know, how many votes have they had to repeal the thing? 50. Paul Ryan was on last night saying, well, we've got some fixes we're putting together, we've got some alternative plans, and we're going to try again to repeal it. They've had how many years to come up with an alternative? So I am open to discussing what needs to be changed about this system, but Congress needs to get in there and work on it, not simply pass these really pointless votes to repeal it.
Okay. I'm getting a lot of questions that are rolling in here, too. Do you believe – oh, I guess obviously you do. I say, is it legal to force someone to buy insurance? And obviously that this has already been done. Let's talk about, you know – I know what you said about, and that was a good answer, first of all, Heidi, about, hey, you're up here to help the northern region. But
yeah,
I also, I've never been a politician. I've turned down that opportunity to run a couple times, because that's just simply not me. And I applaud anybody that puts their foot in the ring. I really do. But to say that when you go up and it's not ideological is, or ideological, you know, when you go on up into Congress, I mean, you've got Nancy Pelosi as the head of your party up there, who has no concept of what's going on in Northern California. She's never, I don't know if she's even been up here. But the bottom line is you vote with your caucus. I mean, because if you don't, you get hammered. So, you know, the vast majority of the people up here, wouldn't you say, that are you know, in your district, don't support Obamacare.
I don't think that's true, actually, and I think we're going to find out. We're going to find out that the people who think they don't like the Affordable Care Act but have gotten insurance when they've never been able to get it before are going to realize that it's actually a good thing in the long run, and that while we need to figure out the glitches, there are a lot of people who are benefiting this, especially in the rural areas. When you look at the red states in the South that have chosen not to extend Medi-Cal. They've got 50% less coverage and health care than we do here. So I would say, you know, yeah, there's lots of problems, and yeah, we should be fixing them, but there are a lot of people benefiting from this as well, and it's actually saving us money in the long run, because we're not dealing with health care crises after another.
Okay.
I want to just get back to the idea of being voting with the caucus.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm a team player. I understand that I need to vote with my caucus on a number of issues, especially on issues that I agree with. But that is not an end-all and be-all. And, you know, I get that criticism from across everyone. I mean, everyone has this – they're not everyone. Let me rephrase that. There are a lot of folks who feel so cynical about the political system that they do think that you're captured before you even get in there.
Well, I'm running in this race for the first time. I'm not owned by anyone. I have fairly strong opinions. I'm most concerned about getting things done. There are two groups of people. There's a no labels group that's bipartisan, working on getting things done in Congress, working below the radar, getting away from those ideological issues and getting some things done. And then I do also think that the rural areas, which have both Republican and Democratic representatives, have so much in common. And I do think we could get a lot done by working together on those issues.
Okay. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break. We've got people lined up on the phone here. I want to ask you some questions when they get back. Our guest is Heidi Hall, who is running for Congress against Doug LaMalfa. She's a Democratic candidate for this, and we've discussed illegal immigration, and we've discussed Obamacare, and we're going to be moving into a couple other subjects here in our last 15 minutes. And Terry, you're first up when we come back. Carl in the Bot, KCNR 1460. Linda Bott, we want to extend an invitation to join us for a very special event, a salute to the veterans cruise to the British Isles. You're invited to join Linda and I for this very special cruise.
August 15th, 2014, with a special emphasis for veterans, family, and friends who join us.
With a special tour of Normandy beaches and the landing spots for D-Day, the military tattoo in Edinburgh, and a special visit over to Ireland.
Hi, this is Alice at Avanti Travel. My husband Bob and I will be on the cruise too. We're so excited and anxious for you to join us. We'll have special events on the cruise like cocktail parties, group photos, military history presentations, and much, much more. So call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 for more information. All our gals are just waiting to hear from you. This is a very special cruise where we honor our veterans. Everyone is invited. Special upgrades are available if reserved by November 30th. That also means a low deposit of $200 per cabin. So give us a call right away.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Lorraine was an avid hiker until a tumble led to a painful compression fracture in her back. Her doctor sent her to MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center to undergo kyphoplasty. The minimally invasive procedure took less than an afternoon, and Lorraine felt immediate relief from the pain. She was back on the trail a month later, leading the way up the mountain. MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center offers the latest surgical advancements to keep you a step ahead.
Well, it's 2014. Do you find yourself looking in the mirror and saying, I want to be a better me? This year, I want to feel stronger, have a more positive outlook on life, and feel like I'm controlling my life. Life isn't controlling me. Well, now's the time. Go to Adamson's Peak Performance, a gym where the staff has incredible integrity. Adamson's is a place where you can become a better you. Get fit. Call Adamson's now at 221-8006. Adamson's Peak Performance.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR, 1460. Oh, yeah. Love it. Mm-hmm. 54 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. We're going to have a beautiful day today. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. If you're looking for a previously owned car, truck, or SUV, you're looking to no further than Redding Crown Motors for your Ford, Dodge Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. go to Cypress Avenue. Get your best deal in the North State by calling around Crown Motors or going by 223-2177. Now, I do have a couple tickets, folks. Give us a call here at 605-4567. And we're running out of time here, but I've got a couple tickets for the Sunday performance of the Red Bluff Roundup. We've got to give them away.
And if you get a busy signal, which you will if you dial right now, try back because both of our lines are currently tied up.
Or call 605-4565.
All right. We've got a couple tickets for Sunday. Actually, we'll give you four for April Sunday. 20th. April 20th, the Red Bluff Roundup at 1:30. Give us a call. 605-4565. I'll go run in the other room and get it for you.
Okay. Our guest is Heidi Hall, who is running for Congress against Doug LaMoffitt. She's the Democratic contender. And let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning. Terry, good morning. You got a question for Heidi Hall?
Yeah. First of all, on voter ID, I have to show my driver's license to get a library card. In fact, I had a cold and I had to show my ID to buy NyQuil. But what you're saying, with all due respect, is that we don't need an ID to do one of the most important functions of a citizen, and that's vote. On Obamacare, 1.5 million of those in that number are people who have been reinstated that lost their insurance. On immigration, let's call it what it is. They are illegal immigrants, and you really didn't answer that question on amnesty. You're either for it or you're against it. Not you're for it or you're against it because of conditions. And also, as far as businesses go, would it be better if government just got out of the way with legislation and regulation that harms business and just got out of the way? Isn't that how government could really help? And I'll just take my answers with those off the air.
Okay, Terry, thanks a lot. Hello, Heidi.
Hello, are you still there?
No, he's hung up. He's going to take his off the air.
Yeah. So, yeah, he just hit a whole bunch of things really fast. Let me see if I can address.
Okay, he said illegal immigration is exactly that. It's illegal. And right. You're either for amnesty or you're against amnesty, not under reasons.
Yeah, and I think what I tried to convey is that I'm for a fix to the whole problem. So I know people want black and white answers sometimes, but on this one, if we just do amnesty, but we don't fix the process for people to get in here legally, we're just going to end up in the same situation again, right? We did that under Ronald Reagan, and we're in the same situation now. So I think we need to have a limited kind of amnesty, but not until we're also in the process of fixing the system, making it more streamlined for folks to get through legally. Otherwise, we're not really doing anything.
Okay. The second one was on Obamacare, is that a lot of 1.6 million were people that lost their insurance because of Obamacare, the 7 million.
Yeah. There's 7 million plus who've now signed up. They're still adding up the people who just got in at the last minute. There are some of those got reinstated. Most of those aren't new. A lot of the folks out there have coverage through their employers. So the bottom line is that we're going to have more people covered than we did before. The coverage is going to be better because we're covering folks further down the line. We're going to have preventive care. I mean, one of the things I like about a system like this, even though, again, it's not perfect and we need to be looking at the fixes, but is that it's not just morally right that we're taking care of our citizens, but it's also economically smart. Rather than making people rely on emergency rooms and then having these massive bills and having people voting bankrupt and the government having to bail them out, we're actually creating a system that's going to cost the government less over time. So that's what I like about this. And we could go back and forth forever. And
yeah, I want to get to another question because I could discuss each one of those points too. The last thing is Second Amendment. The Democratic Party is leading the fight to take away rights, a lot of the rights of individuals to own weapons, own guns. What's your standing on the Second Amendment? How do you feel about one, the so-called assault rifle ban, two, concealed carry? What do you feel about the assault rifle ban? Do you support that?
No, I don't think that's the way to do it. And I need to take issue with the way you're framing this. Nobody's trying to take away everyone's guns. So let's just get the drama out of there. I support the Second Amendment. I support people's right to own and use firearms.
There's a bipartisan agreement. There's agreement across the country for background checks. Everyone, there's a majority of people who would like to see background checks, so we don't have felons and people who are mentally unstable having guns, and we just, you know, we see over and over again what happens when we do. So I support that, and I think a clip restriction is a way to get at the issue of having our first responders be put in too much danger. So I think those are the two regulations that I would like to see, and they certainly are not about taking people's guns away.
Do you believe in universal registration of guns?
Well, they're already, you know, the gun owners, gun distributors and gun sellers already have records of everyone's guns. So the private industry already has it. I'm just saying we need to make sure that we don't allow felons and folks who are mentally unstable to have guns.
Well, I agree on that. I think most people agree on that. And, but do you believe in universal registration of guns? That if I buy a gun, it goes into a registration that the government keeps.
Well, it's already being kept by private industry, so I
no,
say
no, it's not. No, that's not true, Heidi. It's a private. It's, you know, I buy a gun. They don't care who buys it from Ruger. I'm talking about the government. Does the government have? Should the government keep a permanent record of any gun I buy?
You know, I don't know if I want to commit to that. That would be something I would. I don't think it's, again, black and white. I think there's a way to make sure we're tracking guns where we need to without creating a massive registry.
Do you think, well, okay, let's go back to the assault weapon. And when you say that the Democrat Party does not want to take away your guns, maybe not all the Democratic Party, but you've got leaders like Feinstein who says the only way to solve this is to take away all the guns. So you don't believe in taking away that. I understand that, and I applaud that. When we go into the assault weapon ban that was voted down, would you support the ban on the assault weapons like they had before?
So my understanding of that issue is that I've had to do some reading on this, is that if you restrict the clip size, then you're getting at the issue of having the ability to do these massive shoots where the average person isn't going to need that. And that gets at the issue better than an assault weapon get banned. So that's why I would say I'm more for clip restrictions than some kind of assault weapon ban.
So you would restrict it to what?
10 bullets.
Okay. So if I have 5 10 bullet clip magazines, which is what they're called, so you're saying is that a way to handle this is not to restrict a person's right to own a, quote, assault weapon, and an assault weapon, though, it's kind of a misnomer because it's not really a assault weapon.
Exactly.
It fires automatically and all that. But
so,
exactly. All right. So you're saying that you would support a magazine that can only hold 10 rounds.
Yeah. That's from what I've been reading. That sounds to me like it gets at the issue that we're trying to get at, which is preventing these sort of mass murder type of events without having to get into the details of what a semi-automatic weapon is and whether it can be adapted and adjusted. So, yeah.
Okay.
That,
Heidi.
That makes sense.
Can I say this?
Mm-hmm.
Last time you were on, what, 3 or 4 months ago?
Yes.
You've gotten a lot better.
I've had lots more opportunity to explain my position. Thank you.
Okay. There's a lot of things that you know, that you're fighting in a race against an incumbent in a heavy Republican area. You are defending the side of your party, and you do it well. I don't agree, and I'm not saying all your facts are right, and I don't agree with everything you say here, but I applaud the fact that you are in the race. I mean that. I am, you know what, we want to have you back on, because if we can't have, we need to have a viable race where both sides are talking about what they believe in, and you need to put it out there, and so does Doug LaMalfa.
I agree, and thank you very much for that, and I'd be happy to come on anytime, and I'm happy to take tough questions as well. I'm always learning.
Okay. Hey, Heidi, thanks a lot for being with us today.
Thank you very much, Carl.
You bet. Okay, hey, tomorrow we're going to have Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti, and we want to talk to Rob about a number of things. You know, mainly I like to have, we'll talk to him about the Reading's Most Wanted. and how that's working. And, you know, the big question is, and that's come back and forth, is we're picking up a lot of these people, but are they staying in jail? I know that the district attorney has released, some. So if the, you know, what's happening with that? Now, I know that Rob doesn't have anything to do with that in the sense of who's holding him in jail and that. And I know that, Tom Pasinko, the sheriff, is trying to balance all this. But I want to see where we're at here with that and a few other things. And this portion of the show has been brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. What can I say? From small chips to cracks over 24 inches in length, Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster can fix your windshield. He's fixed mine. You know, I've had, you know, he fixed this long crack in it, like over 12 inches, and then he's fixed all these little chips in it. I mean, he does it all, and he guarantees his work. He's located at 3208 South Market Street, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. I can't say enough about Jeff and Nels. Thanks a lot for everybody for being with us today. We're going to have some guest hosts later on this week, Thursday and Friday. And we're going to be talking, and we're going to be doing a couple of things, and we'll be calling in. I hope everybody's going to have a great day today. It's going to be a beautiful day out there today, 54 degrees. Right now, it's going to be up in the 70s. Sunshine the whole shooting match today. So thanks for being with us. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. This is your grassroots radio station, and thank you so much for supporting us and supporting our sponsors. Well, remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys out there. No, which are you?
Back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Turning up the heat in eastern Ukraine. Pro-Russia demonstrators vandalize a Ukrainian government building they seized and held for a time. They want a replay of the Crimean scenario in eastern Ukraine. Secretary of State Kerry, meanwhile, will be meeting with top diplomats from Russia, Ukraine, and the EU in a bid to defuse the crisis.
Secretary Kerry's meeting with his counterparts will take place in the next 10 days. The announcement comes amid mounting U.S. concern that Russia could build on its recent annexation of Crimea by trying to split off other areas of Ukraine. At his press briefing yesterday, White House spokesman Jay Carney threatened further sanctions if Moscow intervenes.
SRN News White House correspondent Greg Clugston. A second day of testimony from South African Olympian Oscar Pistorius is wrapped up with an early adjournment after Pistorius broke down in sobs while testifying.